Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome back to Yeah, That's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!
141-951-1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde
One Super Scoreboard. Good evening.
Did you just clear your throat there before I even said a word?
No.
I think you cleared your throat.
I didn't. I actually looked at you and I thought you were in a bit of shock. I thought this is his big first night working on a massive programme. So I tried to help you out.
Here's me with a big intro for the show tonight and you're clearing your throat during the introduction to the show. How many years have you been working on Clyde Super Scoreboard?
Just about 13.
13 years.
And I feel like I need to block up my ears tonight
and
as well.
Here I am. On the show tonight,
yeah,
and you're being unprofessional.
I thought you panicked.
I didn't panic. I was shocked at your unprofessionalism. So can I do an introduction, please? Can I? Hello and good evening. You're listening to Clyde Super Scoreboard, and for one night only, it's me, Ewan Cameron, in the hot seat. Alongside me, he is rather unprofessional, as you've already heard. Former Rangers, Man City and Raith Rovers player Gordon DL is here in the studio with me tonight. If I could have chosen any pundit from Clyde Super Scoreboard to be here with me tonight, Gordon DL would be at the bottom of my list. I'd much prefer to have Hugh Keevans or Mark Wilson, actually.
Yeah, there are a few good ones out there.
Hello, Gordon.
Good evening, Hugh.
You all right?
How are you? Yes,
I'm not too bad.
Brilliant.
So when you walked into the building tonight, myself in the news department noticed something about you, Gordon DL.
Looking well, suntan, just back from St Andrews.
You're looking well, I have to say. You are looking particularly well. You've got a bit of a
colour
about you as well. But you were singing a song when you walked into the building tonight. You were singing Billy Joel's Uptown Girl. Why were you singing Uptown Girl?
I have absolutely no idea, but I thought I was quite good at it, to be honest with you. You're not having that.
Go on then. Let's hear you.
No, I'm not. This is going to be a hard hour, isn't it?
It's going to be a hard hour. On the show tonight, the Joe Aribo saga is close to being over. The Rangers player will undergo a medical at Southampton in the next 24 to 48 hours. Big loss or easily replaced. It's a £10 million package for Joe Aribo to go to Southampton. It's going to happen at some point in the next 48 hours or so. What next for Ryan Kent and Alfredo Morelos, who, like Aribo, are in the final year of their contracts at Ibrox? If the players refuse to sign a new deal, do you cash in or do you keep them? And Celtic have already spent £17 million, but Ange Postecoglou wants at least 2 new signings at the club. Where does Celtic need to strengthen? But first, let's start with Joe Aribo. Gordon DL, it's going to happen. He is leaving. Giovanni van Bronckhorst more or less confirmed that today to Sky Sports. Is he replaceable?
Yes, I think he is.
So he won't be a loss?
I think every good player's a loss, but I think there's players out there can be replaced, and I think Aribo's one of those players. I think it's because of the money. Let's be honest about it. They brought him in for what, £200,000-£300,000?
£300,000.
You're looking at initial £6 million with add-ons. They could go up to £10 million. In today's football world, that's good business, Ewan, and I think you've got to look at that, and I think you've got to take that on board. Plus the fact, the lad will be going down there to Southampton, earning a lot more money, bigger contract. So I think it suits both parties. Will he be a miss? Yes, he will, because he's a good player. We know that. But I just think at a club like Rangers, I think he can be replaced.
Are you a worried Rangers fan tonight with what's going on at the club with Aribo? Obviously, on his way out, the situation with Morelos and Kent, where Celtic look as though they're quite settled heading into the new season?
No, because I think that if you look at the Golson saga, for instance, I think every single one of us thought that he'd be on his way. He signed a new contract. Yes, I think if you're a Rangers fan, you're wanting a decision on Morelos and Kent.
Do you cash in if they don't want to sign a new deal? Do you lose those two players along with Aribo now?
If you're,
you can't afford to lose those two.
No, you can't, but you can't afford to have them sitting next year running down their contract and losing the sort of money that you're going to lose.
But the kind of money that you will gain if they stay at the club and you get into the Champions League, are they not worth keeping and not cashing out?
That's not a guarantee.
I think Rangers have got a great chance of getting to the Champions League.
Yeah, I'm not saying they don't.
You look at their home form.
I think they've got a better chance with these two players in the team. Of course they have. But football's all about finance now. You look at, there's not many clubs that don't cash in their big players.
Rangers fans don't care about cashing in. They want the best players at their football club to win them league titles and get them into the Champions League. Celtic are already there. They've spent £17 million. They want their best players staying at the club. And if Aribo's made a decision to leave, then fair enough. Mm-hmm. Good deal, £10 million package. But you can't lose Morelos and Kent as well.
Yeah, but we don't know the decision that Morelos and Kent have made to say, well, are we going to run down the contract? Which they're entitled to do, remember. You know, that's, they're entitled to do that. Or Rangers are sitting just now probably close to making some good deals by keeping them there. We do not know. People think that nowadays you go into a contract discussion, it'll be over within a week or 10 days, whatever it may be. Doesn't happen that way. There's so many parties involved in the football world now. You've got to sit down, everybody's got to be happy around the table. So we don't know where Rangers are with these two signings, but I think it would be disastrous for Rangers next year to let these two guys walk out of the building for nothing.
The number to call, you can have your say on all the big football stories tonight. 01419511025. That's 01419511025. If you're a Rangers fan tonight, are you worried with the situation in regards to Aribo, Morelos and Kent? Stephen, good evening.
Good evening, guys. How are you doing?
Not too bad. So Joe Aribo, it looks as though he will be on his way in the next 24, 48 hours for a £10 million package. Good bit of business when you go on for 300k, but does it leave you short?
Well, we were short. I do think that. I think it's good money we're getting. Guy's done very good service for us, played in a few different positions and never really let us down. I had the discussion, I think it was last week or the week before, with Gordon. We were saying who was going to leave, and I picked Aribo, remember?
Yeah, you did.
Either Aribo, Kent, or Morelos. It was Aribo that I picked. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing good things about Kent Morelos' contracts. A few stories I've heard anyway, but...
Oh, hold on a wee minute. How have you got the in on Kent and Morelos?
Just, I know a lot of people.
Insider. Who's an insider?
Hold on, Stephen. Who are you? Are you coming on here and telling us that you know what's happening with Kent and Morelos? Come on, who's just your source?
I've heard good stories, that's all it was.
Mate, have you been on follow?
One of them anyway, but...
Have you been on follow? I know what you've been doing.
The reason I was calling was a young guy played last night for the Rangers B team, Thompson Ishaka. He's got kind of rave reviews after this performance last night. I've seen a couple of clips of him.
Mate, he had one run down the right and he took on a few players. It doesn't make him a world beater.
Exactly, but I just want to know where he came from and... What I've seen of him, it was a very good run. He looks as if he's got quick feet, but if he's any info on the guy, I just wanted to know where he came from.
Mate, if you know everything about Kent and Morelos, then surely you should know about this boy as well.
I've done my homework now. I really don't know anything about the guy at all.
Right, so follow doesn't have the answers for you then. No, so have you heard anything?
No, Stephen's got the answers of Kent Morelos. I think every Rangers fan out there will be delighted tonight. They'll rest easy.
Why don't you, Stephen, come in here and replace Gordon Deal? Because he knows hee haw.
Anytime, guys.
Yeah. I didn't even know he'd quick feet.
What about the boy last night because I did see the clips myself on Twitter earlier. I mean, Speedy, he's got quick feet. Never heard of him, if I'm being honest with you.
I totally agree. You'll always get someone that'll come out of nowhere in pre-season. We noticed that even. You look at, for instance, I know we're talking about Rangers, go to Celtic last year. Ralston came out of nowhere. Everybody thought Ralston was going to leave. You'll find a player, there'll be a gem somewhere waiting for the opportunity. And that's what they need. They need the opportunity because you look at, say, what happens if Aribo goes? You want to replace him with a big name. You want to replace him with someone that everybody's heard of. Rangers, just now under Stephen there, has got a guy with quick feet and has made a great run down the right wing. He could be the next big thing for Rangers. You know, but they need opportunities in the game.
Yeah.
That's a big, big problem. And I think that young players coming in and players that want to play at the highest level, opportunities sometimes arise in pre-season. You can catch a manager's eye and all of a sudden you think, yeah, that could save me a lot of money. But I'm like you and I'll be up front here and say, not seen a lot about the lad.
No.
Desperate to see him now. I'll certainly go and do that, but it'll be interesting to see what he does.
You mentioned Ralston, and Stephen, I'll bring you in here as well.
Yeah.
Calvin Bassey, yeah. He appeared from absolutely nowhere. He's now a £20 million player. I mean, the boy is outstanding. He's everything that you want in a defender and in a fullback. And as you say, there are gems out there. You don't expect them to hit the ground running, and Bassey's come from absolutely nowhere. So there might be somebody 100%. In the ranks at Rangers that might come through and surprise everybody. And that's what you'll be hoping for, Stephen, that there's somebody within the academy that might just step up to the plate this year for Rangers.
Well, I am indeed, definitely. I think Lowry's got a big season ahead of him. I think he showed flashes of what he can do. The guy looks a very good footballer, very turn, quick passing, quick with his feet. He's got a lot of movement about him. He's also quite quick off the mark. So I think it's a big season for him as well. At the age of him, he could push through here and get in that team and show week in, week out what he can do for Rangers.
I like Lowry.
Do you like Lowry?
Yeah.
Has he got a future at Rangers?
Yes, I do. But I'll get back to it. Sometimes nowadays, if you play with teams like Rangers and Celtic, the players that they bring in, big money players, they're up the pecking order because the wages, for instance, the money that you spend on them, you're hoping they hit the ground running. But I always believe, and I don't care what team it is, I always believe there's space there for a young player to come in. And I think Lowry will get a good opportunity in pre-season, and it's up to him to grab that chance. And I certainly think he's got the ability. There's no doubt in that. But once again, as you say, look at Bassey. Bassey was given the opportunity. You know, you looked at him and thought, right, he might play one game, he might not play. All of a sudden, he became a regular. He became the most important player in Rangers' team. He could play down the left-hand side. He could play left centre-back. You've quoted him tonight as £20 million.
Easy.
You'd be a fantastic agent.
But you don't think someone of his age and his ability and stature and the way that he played, especially in that Europa League run, he's a £20 million player.
I have not just seen the Europa League run. I watched him in the cup final against Hearts as well.
Oh, yeah, he's outstanding.
He's just get better.
Which
better.
I hated, by the way.
Yeah, I know you did, and that's why I brought it up.
thanks, mate.
But it's just the fact that he was given the opportunity. Like young Lowry's the same. But the thing is, these young guys are up against it because every Rangers fan, if Aribo leaves, you want to see, of course, you want to see a big name, you want to see a big signing, and every club does. But somewhere along the line, give the young boys a chance because I don't think these boys will let you down.
Stephen, see, before I let you go, it would appear as though from the outside looking at Celtic are very settled. They've got their house in order. They've spent £17 million. And Rangers have got, obviously, Aribo leaving. They've got the contract issue with Kent and Morelos. No signings of note yet. Are you worried heading into the new season or do you think it'll all come good on the first day?
Yeah, well, as I said, when I was on the last time, I'm worried actually about the lack of signs and the lack of transfer activity, but as Gordon said, there's still a long time to go. I'm sure Rangers have got things going on behind closed doors, but it would be ideal to be kind of in the mix with players or involved with some sort of guys coming in. But the guys that we're hearing of is Kolak just now. That's the only player, and this is still sitting there or thereabouts, so we don't actually know what's happening there.
But Shane, you flip that coin, Ewan. You could have said last year, Rangers had their house in order.
They did.
Right, they really did. Celtic were all over the place, and they went on to win the double and play some fantastic football and were brilliant to watch at times.
So it's roles reversal this year?
I'm not saying it is. I'm saying there's plenty of opportunity that Rangers could tie down Morelos Kent, the lad to their squad. I've no doubt the lad to their squad, because they'll have to get centre-forward in, and we know that's now rising for Rangers, and hopefully that'll happen for them, because they need cover, because Rangers and Celtic play a lot of games. You fancy Rangers to get Champions League group stages. So you've got to have cover, you've got to have the manpower. You don't want to get into a position leaving yourself, and I don't think it was the worst job he ever did last year, was Aribo playing through the middle. You had Ruth missing, you had Morelos missing. I think Rangers would have learned from that and thinking, we ain't going to get caught with that again.
The number to call, 0141 951 1025 is the number to call. It's Clyde Super Scoreboard with me, Ewan Cameron, and also Gordon DL. Thanks for that, Stephen. We'll be back in a second. Stay right there.
You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Very good evening to you. It is Clyde Super Scoreboard with me, Ewan Cameron, for one night only with Gordon DL. 0141 951 1025 is the number to call if you want to have your say on the big football stories. And there is some breaking news tonight. The last couple of minutes or so, it has been confirmed that Rangers have finally got their man. The striker, Antonio Kolak, has signed for Rangers. Don't know the details of that just yet, but we do know that he's signed for £2 million from the Greek club, Pauk.
Yeah, just say the Greek club and keep it going.
Keep it going,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, been in the game a long time.
I've just been told by Chris it's a 3-year deal, so Rangers have got their man. What do you know of him?
Well, it was very interesting because he obviously scored against Rangers twice this season, and I was listening to Robert Pritz, an ex-teammate of mine, and Robert's a very technical guy. He likes to talk about the technical side of football. Very clever player. Obviously played in the European Cup at that time, final with Malmo.
Was he better than you?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I would imagine you were better than me. but I've got to say, I was very surprised when he described him. And I think every Rangers fan would be delighted if that was the case. He was an Ally McCoy's type.
So Robert Pritz thinks that the new signing for Rangers is an Ally McCoy's type player.
Yeah, he seems to think that he's got all the strengths that Ally had. And we all know that McCoy was one of the best goal scorers going about. Terrific natural ability in the box. Sometimes Ali was questioned about his work outside the box, hold up play. I thought Ally McCoy was an all round very technical good player. I played with Ali when he came to Rangers early. I wasn't there that long, to be fair. They brought him in. He had a rough ride at the beginning.
He was better than you as well, was he?
Very much so, yeah. I don't think there's many wore that jersey wasn't better than me. I'd probably need to sit up for a long time and think about it. I think I'm the par with a guy called Billy Urquhart if anybody ever wants to go and sing with that. But it'll be interesting to see what he brings to the table. I think it's good news for Rangers because it's certainly a position that they need. They need strengthened. I wouldn't be surprised if he'd be the only one. There you go.
Okay, so Kolak is signed. He's done. 3-year deal. In a word, does that mean Morelos is gone?
No.
No.
No, because I think the amount of
game, I said in a word.
No. But once again, I'll say, I said
in a word, because I've got Tom standing by to speak to us.
Yeah, but Tom wants to hear what I'm about to say.
No, I want to hear what Tom's got to say. You've said no. Okay. You think Morelos is staying despite the signing of a new striker. Right, Tom, what do you think? Do you think the signing of Kolak tonight for Rangers means the end of Morelos?
No, I don't think it's the end of Morelos. I think they're working in the background, obviously, to keep him. He's been a great servant to Rangers. I don't think he's the hurry to get away, as most people maybe think he is, but, you know, if I just talk that many times, people coming in for him, but I think he's happy where he is, and I think Kolak is a good signing for us as well.
So if Morelos is staying put, you've got Colac in there. You've also got Roof. Who's your number one?
You've always got to go with Alfredo.
Yeah, but you can change your system, which helps you.
Of course you can, but you start with you know, and then you blend the young man in and see what he can do for us. You know, it's everything else. The person in the pudding when the ball starts hitting the back of the net, you know, so he's got big boots to fill up when it comes to Morelos. He's been absolutely fantastic for us.
Yeah, I'll go with Morelos, right?
So you go with Morelos. So, Tom, are you confident then that before the transfer window closes that Alfredo Morelos will sign a new deal and stay at Ibrox?
Yes, I am. I am. I'm confident he'll stay because I think he gets the applause he needs at Ibrox. The fans love him. He's happy here in Scotland. So where does he want to go elsewhere for? I mean, he's playing for the best team as far as we're concerned.
Yeah, and one of the biggest clubs in the world and a chance to possibly play in the Champions League as well. So
Absolutely. So
there's no worry with Rangers signing a new striker. That means the end of Morelos. You just think it's boosting the squad.
Well, you see what happened at the end of the season there. I mean, I personally think we'd have won the UEFA Europa League Cup if we had a striker on board. Aribo did as well. But he's not a striker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The man's not a striker.
Tom, what you're saying is if you had an out-and-out striker fully fit that night against Eintracht Frankfurt, you would have won the Europa League.
No, what I'm saying is if Morelos was playing, we would have won because Morelos, he can hold the ball up. He takes men away with the game. He's just an overall brilliant striker for us. And I think we would have won it hands down, no bother.
Tom, thanks for the call, mate. Much appreciated. Do you agree with Tom on that? Morelos that good that he would have made the difference that night against Frankfurt?
I certainly think Morelos playing centre forward makes you a better team, but you've got to take into consideration Aribo scored the goal that night and put Rangers in a good position. I think Rangers will sign more in the forward line.
In the forward line?
Yeah.
They've got Kent there already.
Kent and Scott Wright, you're talking about wide players.
Yeah.
They had Kent.
But they've got Roof through the middle. They've got Morelos.
I'll go back to it if you let me finish. They had Kent wide left, they had right, they had Morelos, yep. They had Roof, and in a final they had to play Aribo. So you just can't go and say, well, we've got two wide guys, and you can throw in Sakala if you want. We've got two wide guys, but we've got two main centre forwards. I think the amount of games nowadays the Rangers and Celtic play in, and if they hope to get to Champions Leagues and go further and get further into the competitions, which we all hope they do, they've got the Scottish Cup, they've got the League Cups, they've got the challenge for the leagues. I think you need to carry more than just a couple of wide players and two centre forwards.
You think Celtic are covered in all those positions just now? They got more options than Rangers?
No, I wouldn't be surprised if they went for another centre forward as well.
An old friend of mine who I crossed swords with on numerous occasions back in the day when I used to host a football phone-in is standing by to speak to me tonight here on Clyde Super Scoreboard. It is lovely to speak to you again, Mr. Laurie.
Ewan, fantastic to talk to you. You and I have had legendary exchanges.
Yeah, we fell out on a few occasions over the years, my friend. And I also think as well, many years ago, I used to play the X-Files theme tune when you appeared on the show as well. With your conspiracies.
Great talk to you, Ewan.
You too, mate.
And, of course, the people's pundit, Gordon DL, you know.
Oh, thank you, Laurie. It's good to listen to you, you not talk to him.
Laurie, good to have you on the show tonight. Nice to lock horns with you again. What's your thoughts on what we're discussing tonight?
I'll tell you what I think, Ewan. I am certainly taking stock and inventory of Celtic as they are just now. They're on a very sound footing. Compared to the state of flux and uncertainty they were in just 13 months ago before Ange Postecoglou's appointment. And you'll remember, of course, the lengthy procrastination, Derry House saga, will he or won't he? He led us up the garden path, of course, using us as an insurance to get a job down south, in my opinion. And where we are now, as you've said, alluded to earlier, £17 million secured the services, Cameron Carter-Vickers, and the goalkeeper from Dundee United, Sigrist Jota, of course, and the young Argentine left-back who will compete with Greg Taylor. So from a Celtic perspective, whilst you can never be complacent, And I will never underestimate the threat from across the city at Ibrox. There was only 4 points separated the teams at the end of last season. But from a Celtic point of view, I'm feeling pretty good about my team just now and looking forward. We're relishing with great anticipation at the season to come, Ewan.
Laurie, if I was to put you on the spot here and now, are Celtic winning the league as it stands right now?
Yeah, as it stands right now, Ewan, I would say that Celtic probably would be the favourites. I think they have done their business early. Rangers don't seem to have been involved in a great deal of activity. I know that they've signed the Greek guy earlier on, but yep. The extensions that they've offered, they were offered extensions to veteran players like Steve Davis, Arfield, Alan McGregor, all of whom have made major contributions. However, those are guys well into their 30s. I think Celtic have got a fresher look about them than what Rangers do, Ewan.
So, in your opinion, Celtic will win the league this year?
I think so, yeah. Yep.
The truth is out there. I'm not quite sure that Laurie's got it. Laurie, as always, my friend, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you tonight, my friend. I'm glad to hear you're well.
Fantastic, Ewan. Yeah, you take care, and of course yourself, Gordon.
Yes, nice.
Enjoy the summer, guys.
Cheers, bud. Nice, you too, my friend. Have a brilliant season when it starts, and I think we're in for an absolutely fantastic season. I'm so looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. So what do you think of what Laurie says? Oh, let me put you on the spot then.
Were any part of that you thought Laurie was going to say, no, I fancy Rangers to tip it?
You never know.
Were there any part of that?
You never know, but I'm going to now put you on the spot.
No, I don't like being put on the spot.
I'm going to put you on the spot. I mean, I know there's still some transfer business to be done, but as it stands here, now are Celtic favourites to win the league here at 25-7 on a Thursday night?
That's a difficult one.
Huh? Oh, it's a yes or a no question. Are Celtic favourites as it stands tonight to win the league?
But I think that's a bit unfair.
No, I'm asking you a question.
I'm trying to duck the question a little bit here.
Can I just remind you that you're a highly paid pundit? You've been on the show for 13 years.
Yeah.
You are paid to answer questions. Yeah, right? So I'm asking you a question as it stands right now,
you're paid to ask silly questions. That's not a silly question.
Of course it's not. Because we're only a couple of weeks away from the start of a new season.
But everything could change.
I just said that.
Everything can change.
Did I not just say that?
Okay,
As it stands right now, who, in your opinion, are favourites to win the league?
If I could pick to manage a team just now before the start of the season, I would probably look and think that Celtic are in a slightly stronger position.
So Celtic are favourites to win the league, according to Gordon DL?
I said they were in a slightly stronger position just now, before the season starts.
Richard, do you agree with Gordon DL that Celtic are the red-hot favourites to win the title?
Well, good evening, Ewan. It's nice to talk to you again, and it's nice to talk to you for the first time, Gordon. You can tell by my laugh that I would say no, as a Rangers fan. Celtic are not in the outright strong position. If you look at who Rangers have already got there in place and how we finished the season last year, I think we're in a very strong position.
Are you in a better position now than Celtic?
I would say this is as... I mean, if you look at the teams objectively, and you know me, I used to always get into trouble with my fellow Rangers fans for being slightly objective on things, but I would say that it's probably as close as it's been in a long time. So last season we started the season, right? I mean, nobody tipped Celtic to do anything last year, right? And quite rightly so, it was just the way it was. But they did, they went on and they won the league by 4 points, and I think Rangers finished strongly in the last couple of Old Firm games. I think Van Bronckhorst is starting to get his tactics in place. We've re-signed players. Now, to turn around and say, I heard a Rangers fan a couple of weeks ago talking about Davis should have gone and McGregor should have gone and Arfield. You need experienced guys like that. If you're going to bring in players like Aribo, right, who's fantastic, he's came in, £300,000, going to go for 6+, well, maybe 10, whatever the add-ons are, that's brilliant business. That's the way you want to run a club. You cannot... sit here just now, I don't think, and say that Celtic are out-and-out favourites because Rangers from the defence position, I think, are hugely strong. You know, Bassey might still go, and if he does, he does. But, you know, we hold on to Barisic, and he's not bad, is he?
What do you think, Gordon?
But I would be more... If I was going to lose any player, I wouldn't want to lose Bassey. Right now, I think he's top quality. I really do. I think that...
He's got 2 years left on his contract.
Yeah, I wouldn't be looking to let him leave the building. Unless, look, everybody's got their price. Of
if
course
somebody comes in with a £20 million offer, it's a hard one to knock back.
You love this £20 million, right?
You don't think he's a £20 million player in this day and age?
I'm not saying that. It's whatever somebody pays for you. But I would hate to lose him because he can play in those both positions. You've got to look at teams, are they stronger? There's arguments from both sides here because I think that Suter has been, I really like Suter. And you'll know Suter being...
Great player.
Yeah, that's a massive loss to Hearts because he is a very good player. So that strengthens Rangers at the back. I totally agree there that the fact that... I know that some supporters are thinking, why did we keep Davis? Why did we keep McGregor? They thought that they would probably be going on to pastures new. I'm totally with the call. I think you've got to have some experience throughout your team, in the dressing room, every day, on the training ground. You talk about young players coming through, the Lowry's and all these people of the game. That's where you learn your trade. That's where I learned mine. I used to play with some terrific players, watch how they went about their business, how they handled themselves. Okay, I never took a lot of on board, but I just thought that, you know, learning off these guys...
They're good to have around the training ground, aren't they?
They're great to have around the club.
Yeah,
if they're
dressing
good
room.
Pros, great dressing room. And everyone will tell you, going back to the great teams, Liverpool teams, I've spoke to Kenny Dalglish about this as well, Martin O'Neill when he was at Forest.
Look at you and your name dropping.
Yeah, I'm very well known in the circles of football. but everyone... always says, Ewan, great dressing room.
Yeah.
And I think you've got to have that.
Richard, can you hold on for a couple of minutes?
Yeah, no problem, mate.
Good lad, because we've got Shuggy who's standing by to speak to us. Hey, Shuggy.
How you doing, Anna? All right?
All right, mate. Can you hold on a couple of minutes because you think it's a one-horse race?
Oh, aye. As it stands at the moment, not you and I.
All right, hold on. Shuggy and Richard, Rangers and Celtic fans, about to go head-to-head. Stay right there. It's Clyde Super Scoreboard. 0141 951 1025 is the number to call. Celtic versus Rangers up next.
This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Yeah, good evening. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard with me, Ewan Cameron, for one night only, alongside former Rangers player, Gordon DL. If you want to give us a call, you can. 0141 951 1025. Richard, are you still there, my friend?
I'm still here, Ewan.
Good lad. Shuggy, the Celtic fan, are you there?
Aye, I'm still here as well.
Okay, here we go. It's Rangers versus Celtic. Two football fans about to go head-to-head because Shuggy believes it's going to be a one-horse race despite Richard saying it's going to be a close title race. Shuggy, tell Richard why you believe it's a one-horse race.
Well, at the moment, the way it's going, we've done our business. We've signed up players that we had, but players with a future. No, Davis, Arfield, McGregor. It's... The only players they've signed in is Suter. You're going to get what? I mean, you'll know about him. We're going to get 10 games a season out of him, if you're lucky. He's injury prone. He's just an accident waiting to happen. So I think unless Rangers pull a rabbit out of the bag somewhere, they've already lost probably their best player or one of their best players, Naribo, which is a massive blow to them, and they get poor money for him. I mean, by the minute Celtic, we'd have probably get 20 million for him away. We were dealings.
Hold on a wee second. In the final season, in the final year of his contract, you're telling me that if Celtic had a Rebo, you would get 20 million for him?
Well.
Wait. No, there's no well. You're having a laugh, aren't you?
Well, last season, we sell up here at the Crystal Palace.
Hold on a wee second.
Get 14 million for him.
Hold on a wee second. You're telling me if Celtic in the same position as Rangers, with Aribo having 1 year left on his contract, you would get 20 million for him?
I think so. I really think so.
Mate, you're having a laugh. I mean, Rangers signed over 300 grand. They're getting a £10 million package for a player in his final year in the Scottish Premiership. I think that is fantastic business. So, Richard, Shuggy thinks that Rangers selling Aribo, they're not getting anywhere near the kind of money they should be getting, and that Celtic would have done a better deal there, and that Celtic are going to walk away with the title.
Well, first of all, I was just hunting around there for my Seville calculator because I couldn't work out that one there. Baffling. I mean, you know, £10 million last year of the deal. I mean, I think personally, I think it's a great bit of business. If you don't need to sell anybody else, I'm hearing tonight from a good source that we're going to be looking at deals definitely for Kent and Morelos. So that's an R2 younger players that are going to be signing on. You've also got players that have stayed. Golson, he stayed, he's only 29. You brought in Suter. Obviously, you'll have better training facilities at Ibrox now. You know,
right, enough. Sharp.
Right, you know, he's obviously made that right move. But you've also got players coming back for us. You've got Hadji. Everybody keeps forgetting about Hadji. He's going to come back at some point, and he's a fantastic player who, if it wasn't for that injury that he picked up, which was really unfortunate, he would have had a prominent part at the end of last season. And he's looking, and he's doing all the right things. You've also got youth players there, and I don't care what anybody says, this is what it's all about. It's about looking at the boys like Lowry, who are going to be coming through, who are tipped to be, you know, good for Rangers in Scotland and even going on further.
Shuggy, what do you think? Hold on a second, Richard. What do you think, Shuggy?
Well, I want to know who Richard's good source is. The guy who was on Thursday night and says he knew about it.
No. I've got a good friend.
You've all got good sources.
I text you with that information actually. The fact is, we have to look at it. I'm going to be honest and say this is probably the closest start to a season, considering how both teams finished. 4 points in it. You know, it was Celtic deserved to win the league. You can't, you know, the league table never lies, unfortunately, for me last year. But you have to, for me, I'm looking at it and going, do you know what? There's a coaching team at Ibrox that can actually change a game if they need to. I don't see that across the road at Celtic Park, but that's just my personal opinion.
Shuggy, you're confident, aren't you, mate?
Definitely. I mean, him you signed it out, he's a Greek tragedy, you know. What did you get? 3 goals against that mob. You've been doing the outline again, signing players that scored against you. So you've done that over the years. A guy's a good game against you. Well, we'll sign him.
He's no creation, though.
He is, but he's a Greek tragedy over there, and he was fucking terrible.
Well, we've not been too bad. We've not done too badly with it when we've signed Croatian strikers, so we'll wait and see what happens. But he's not coming in to be number one. He's coming in, you know, to be back up to Alfie and the rest of the guys that are there.
You Richard, know? Shuggy, do you two want to exchange numbers and carry this on after 7? Do you want to go for a beer?
Shuggy will be fine. Listen, this is what it's all about. It's not even started yet, and they're already going. But do you know what? It's all a good laugh. Isn't it?
Okay. Right.
Well, we'll phone up in May, or maybe even, I would say, February when we've won the league.
Hey, Shuggy, it's been lovely talking to you. Richard, lovely talking to you as well. Hope you have a brilliant season.
You too, guys. Have a good one.
Cheers, mate. Cheers. Thank you. So, Shuggy and Richard going at it there, Celtic versus Rangers.
Two good cases put up there. You've got to
You agree with Shuggy because you've already said.
Listen,
you
said
earlier, if you have just joined us late on Clyde Super Scoreboard at around 20 past 6 tonight, Gordon DL says that Celtic are red hot favourites to win the title as it stands here and now.
I didn't, never said that. And you can listen back. But I'll tell you what, we always make predictions at the start of the season when you've got a better opportunity because I think there'll be more signings from both teams.
But
both teams.
You also have to remember the transfer window closes at the end of August.
Yeah,
so you'll still be in the same position as you are now.
But I agree with the lads. I think there's great arguments if you're Rangers or Celtic about what's going to happen this season. I think that the only thing I would back Shuggy up there a little bit about, you know, signings, whatever, you can't fault Postecoglou. I think that Van Bronckhorst has grown into the job. I think there was one or two doubters at the beginning, as usual. If results weren't going bad, obviously, what happened in January and Celtic leapfrogging them. We had phone calls in here giving them a bit of criticism. I thought getting to the final, obviously what happened there, very unlucky indeed, penalty kicks. But you've got to look at the other manager as well. I think the two teams have got very strong squads, and I think they've got two terrific managers.
Let me read out some tweets from RM Baird. Poor Gordon DL.
Yeah.
He got the short straw in SSB tonight. From Ross Tradmus, Rangers squad is thinner than a razor blade. If Aribo goes, it's even worse. They might not even manage third, says Ross. Wonder what team he supports. From Orson, please get this guy off the radio.
Is that you and me?
And lock him in the cupboard. He's making my ears bleed. It must be you, mate. It's definitely not me.
No, it's not me.
From Waterloo, unreal content tonight. This needs to happen more often.
Well, somebody likes it.
Somebody seems to like it.
Yeah.
John Marshall, please, Gordon Duncan, phone these two and restore some order.
I'm just a bit disappointed I wasted my petrol. I could have sat in the house and listened to you for an hour.
You've had your say.
Okay, right, fine.
Do you feel like you've not contributed tonight? I mean, what you've contributed with hasn't been that enlightening.
It wasn't that good.
No, it wasn't that enlightening, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I feel sorry for Kat.
Now that I've been here an hour with you, I wish Mark Wilson had come in. Or the legend is Hugh Keevans.
Yeah, no, I don't think Hugh was, because I got a text for Hugh saying...
Did you?
I feel so sorry for you.
And Hugh actually sent you a text saying that he feels sorry for you. You.
Yeah, so it says everything about you.
So you did draw the short straw tonight,
yes,
then?
Yes.
So before we go...
And it was brilliant, you're saying, for one night only. That's the only thing that cheered me up.
It's for one night only. I might be here tomorrow, depending on whether or not if Andrew McLean gets a plane back up from London tomorrow. So I could be here tomorrow night, but the likelihood is that I won't be. Before we say cheerio tonight, you think that Celtic, as it stands right now, are going to win the league. Also, the big breaking news tonight, while we were on air, Rangers have got their striker. Antonio Colak has turned up at Rangers. He signed a 3-year deal. I did ask the question, does that mean that Morelos might be on his way? But you don't believe that.
No.
You think it's just adding to what Rangers need up top and strengthening that position.
Yeah.
And Morelos, you believe, as a few Rangers fans believe, will sign a new deal and stay at Rangers long term.
I think every Rangers fan out there, unless it's an incredible deal money wise, because everyone's got their price, will want Morelos and Kent to stay, because I look at both sets of teams, both squads, I think they're very strong. I really do. They've got such big squads, lots of quality, two managers I've got a lot of respect for in time. I think we're in for a great, great season. I just hope your team can... Would you finish third again, Hugh?
Well, I'm going to ask you that question. If you think Celtic are going to win the league as it stands right now, who's going to be the best of the rest?
You've got to fancy Hearts again. I thought they had a terrific season last year.
Will we get closer to Celtic and Rangers?
No.
You think the gap will widen?
Yeah.
You think the gap will widen?
Yeah.
Do you think Celtic and Rangers are that much better?
Yes.
Than and everybody else?
And I think because the two new managers are in now, remember, they're new to the club as well. The way Postecoglou's went about the transfer market, Van Bronckhorst has kept the experience, but starting to add to the squad now. I think that gap next year will be wider than Hearts can imagine.
That's it. For Clyde Super Scoreboard tonight, I've thoroughly enjoyed that. It was really good.
I didn't.
Did you not enjoy that?
I can't wait to go home.
I'm going home to some chili. What are you going home to?
My bed.
You're going home to your bed, aren't
you?
Yeah. You need to lie down after that hour.
Exactly.
My thanks to Gordon DL. Thanks for all your calls tonight and your tweets. Loved that. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Tomorrow night, Andrew McLean will be back, hopefully, alongside the legend that is Hugh Keevans, who I love and adore. And I wish he was here tonight. Might get some sense out of him, unlike Gordon DL. But it has been a great night. Thoroughly enjoyed it. One day I'll be back, maybe. Have a great night, whatever you're doing. Take care.